Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley this week, the nation's divide over impeachment manifests itself in western Wisconsin. We'll hear from Democratic Congressman Ron Kind. Where does he stand on the pending impeachment vote of the House this week, as well as those taking part in a rally on Saturday, yesterday, in downtown Eau Claire, opposing the impeachment? It's all ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Alverson. The full House is set to vote on the articles of impeachment against President Trump this coming week. This comes after the House Judiciary Committee on Thursday approved the two articles of impeachment, one having to do with abuse of power and the other obstruction of Congress. The president is accused of abusing his power and obstructing Congress in the Ukraine scandal. Both articles were approved in party-line votes on Thursday in the Democrat-led committee. On Thursday nights, Here and Now on PBS Wisconsin, Democratic Congressman Ron Kind of La Crosse was asked for his reaction to the two impeachment charges passed by the House Judiciary Committee on Thursday.
We knew these were very serious allegations, and as a former special prosecutor, I wanted this to be fact and evidence-based. But I also was born here in this country believing that no person is above the law, including the President of the United States. And the allegations are serious, that he was withholding $400 million worth of military aid to one of our allies who had been invaded by Russia, Ukraine, in order to get them to do a political investigation for his own benefit in the 2020 campaign. He was also withholding White House phone conversations and a White House meeting with the newly elected president. It's illegal to solicit foreign countries' help for your own benefit in an election. It's also, I think, an unconstitutional abuse of power. But here's the point. We've been asking this president and his administration if they had any other evidence, any other facts that could show that they're innocent in these allegations to come forward. But instead of doing that, they've done just the opposite. They've blocked people from testifying. They've blocked records and documents from being turned over based on valid subpoena requests. And that's been unfortunate.
PBS host Frederica Freiberg asked Kind on Thursday night how he'll vote on impeachment when it comes to the full House as expected on Wednesday.
Well, the president still has a few days to offer any information to show that he is not guilty of these allegations, that he wasn't withholding $400 million worth of military aid to get a foreign government to meddle in our election process. He still has time to do that. He has time to present that during a Senate trial, too, if it comes to that point. And we're asking them to participate and offer information that might show his innocence in this matter. But again, they've been stonewalling, they've been blocking, they've been obstructing, I think, a legitimate request by Congress to get to the bottom of all this.
Frederica Freiberg pressed in again after Kind's answer, asking if the congressman is still undecided as to how he'll vote on impeachment.
Well, unless the circumstances change, this looks pretty problematic for the president. They've offered nothing to refute the multitude of witnesses who have come forward, honoring a valid congressional subpoena and corroborating the whistleblower report that came out of the White House. Now, I want to remind people that Democrats didn't initiate this. This was based on a nonpartisan career intelligence officer working in the White House, working for this president, who saw him abusing his power and therefore filed a whistleblower report. That, by law, had to be turned over to Congress, and we had to look into it. And they've had a lot of opportunity now to refute the allegations behind these articles of impeachment, but he has chosen not to do that and instead create political warfare in our country over it.
Democratic Congressman Ron Kind from Thursday night on PBS at this point, I guess, claiming still that he has not completely made up his mind how he'll vote in the full House vote on impeachment this week. Jesse Garza, the third vice chair of the Republican Party, is not buying that. Garza was in Eau Claire yesterday for a rally attended by, at my count, 40 to 50 backers of President Trump. Trump Victory hosted the anti-impeachment protest, calling on Congressman Kind to, in their words, stop the madness and vote against what they call a politically motivated impeachment scam. Garza told the crowd yesterday,
I know it's cold out here, and I understand you're all stomping your feet, but you know what? There are a couple of Grinches in Washington, D.C. by the name Pelosi, Nadler, Schiff. They're trying to ruin your Christmas. Not only are they trying to ruin your Christmas, but they're trying to say that your vote didn't count in 2016.
Boo!
They believe that they know what is better for Wisconsin than we do.
Right.
Boo! about it for a minute. Since the day Donald Trump was elected to office, they have investigated him time and time again because they believe they know what's better for our communities and our state and this country than we do. And so when he was Ron Kind, he has said he does not know how he's going to vote. I'm sorry, but he does know how he is going to vote.
Absolutely.
But the question is, how is he going to vote? Is he going to vote with the men and women who are the farmers in our community, our manufacturers, the people who get up every single day and fight for our community and go to work for their families? Or is he going to vote with Washington, D.C.? That is the question we need to know. We're not going to let Washington, D.C. take your vote away.
This is Jesse Garza, the third vice chair of the State Republican Party of Wisconsin. From yesterday, an anti-impeachment rally held in downtown Eau Claire. It's a part of today's Chippewa Valley This Week on WWIB and WOGO Radio. We heard earlier from Democratic Congressman Ron Kind saying on Thursday night on PBS he still hadn't completely made up his mind as to how he'll vote when the full House takes up impeachment later this week. More of Garza.
Impeachment is absolutely ridiculous.
Yes. Witch hunt.
Insanity.
Witch hunt.
Ron Kind knows that this impeachment is not good for this country.
No.
He knows it's not good for this district. Look, we are standing in the congressional district that President Donald Trump won.
Yeah. Yeah.
From Pepin County to Trumbull to Buffalo to Pierce County, he won this district. Those are the people that get up every single day and go to work and fight for their families. So it's our time now to fight for President Trump.
Amen.
And let Ron Kind know that we are not going to let this happen. Thank you for everything you're doing for my family. Thank you for everything you're doing for the family here. And God bless America. God bless Eau Claire. And God bless the 3rd District of Wisconsin.
Before Jesse Garza, the third vice chair of the State Republican Party of Wisconsin, addressed yesterday's anti-impeachment rally in downtown Eau Claire, I asked him about yesterday's event.
It's been great. It's a great opportunity for everybody to get together and let Congressman Kind know how they feel. Would they let them know that decision he has to make is an important one? Let's hope he makes the decision to be on the side of the farmers, make sure he's on the side of the manufacturers. People that elected Donald Trump won this district. We want to make sure that he understands that those same people are going to be having to look at and decide what they're going to do to vote for him in 2020. So we got to make sure that that Congressman Kind and Eau Claire and the 3rd District know that people support Donald Trump during this ridiculous impeachment.
I believe the congressman has said that he had not made his mind up. Has he still indicated whether or not he's made up his mind?
I'm sorry, he's made up his mind. He knows how he's going to vote. He knows how he's going to vote. The question is, who is he going to vote for? Is he going to vote for the farmers and manufacturers, or is he going to vote with Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff and Nadler? He knows how he's going to vote. Don't be fooled by that message that he's deliberating on it.
Are you heartened to see this many people out on a cold day?
Absolutely. It's great to see all this. I mean, it's cold out here. Mm-hmm. And people are going to spend their... Not only it's cold out here in the middle of December, but we got Christmas time, and people are going to spend time with their families to come out here and do this. This means these people care about their country, and it means they care about their president.
Also addressing yesterday's anti-impeachment rally in downtown Eau Claire with about 40 to 50 or so people in attendance in the bitter cold temperatures, Charlotte Rasmussen. She's a steering committee member on Women for 2020 who says she's been actively involved in politics for more than a quarter century.
It's been a sham impeachment from the beginning. Jerry Nadler, Nancy Pelosi, we have to stand up and push back, and especially against Ron Kind, who knows he's gonna vote for impeachment, but we're gonna impeach Ron Kind in November.
Yeah.
It's time to retire. Woo. Ron Kind.
Yes. And vote him out.
And women that are across the 3rd District in the state of Wisconsin are solidly behind what President Trump has done for the first 3.5 years, and we'll continue to be with him.
Yeah.
And thank you for coming. Thank you for your support. It's time to retire Ron Kind.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
In a lot of ways, yesterday's anti-impeachment rally was also a rally kind of kicking off the president's efforts here in western Wisconsin, where, as has been noted, he did win the 3rd Congressional District with 52% support in November of 2016. So I asked Charlotte Rasmussen, a steering committee member of Women for 2020, what that's all about.
Women for 2020 is a coalition started by the state of Wisconsin, and we're just very actively supporting President Trump, and we will continue to do that through the election.
I asked Rasmussen how her support for the president has evolved.
Well, I was president of the Wisconsin Federation of Republican Women in 16 and 17, so I was there at the beginning when President Trump was nominated, and we supported him wholeheartedly, and we gladly continued to support him. All of the issues that he's, everything that he's done for our country has only increased our support. So very happy with him.
And finally, we know that, you know, more women vote than men, and that's really seen as a huge difference maker. How do you see your role in the coming election?
Well, I think the Women's Coalition is very important because, yes, it is about getting the women vote out, and we are strong supporters, and we will continue to do that across the state and nation. So we're looking to have a great turnout for President Trump. He's done so much already with the economy, with the security, with the judges that he's appointed. I mean, there's nothing that he's not done that we haven't seen anything that he's done that we're not happy with. So we're very, very willingly supporting him wholeheartedly.
Anna Kelly, a Trump victory spokesperson for Wisconsin, explained the protest.
Well, this is just one of the many different grassroots movements happening across the country as part of the nationwide Stop the Madness movement. And what that is we have a joint operation with the RNC and the Trump campaign calling on Democrats like Ron Kine, who, you know, in districts where President Trump actually won his district, there's over 60 folks across the country who, you know, are kind of going against what their constituents want with this impeachment sham. And so what folks are out here doing is organizing and calling on Ron Kine to vote no and stand with his constituents instead of with this partisan witch hunt.
Longtime Christian conservative political activist Dale Lunderville of Eau Claire explained his participation in yesterday's rally.
Kind of exciting to see Republicans get involved a little more locally, and I'm very grateful for that. And because it's very needful at this time, I believe, because there's a lot of bitterness and hatred out there that's being spread by our opponents. And I don't like to see that, you know. But nevertheless, I think good will win.
What brought out veteran Republican activist Don Motzing for yesterday's anti-impeachment rally in downtown Eau Claire?
Well, it's pro-President Trump. You know, I just think that the Trump impeachment has been a fiasco. It's been a hoax, like he says. It's based on, all the so-called evidence is hearsay. There's been no facts presented. It's been a joke all the way. There's been no facts whatsoever. It's been very disappointing.
Alongside Motzing was retired UW Eau Claire philosophy professor Robert Green. And how does he view the impeachment?
Well, it's a farce. I mean, you know, it's totally political, and Congressman Kine needs to know that he shouldn't vote for it, although he probably will.
And finally, John Hofstede of Delano, Minnesota, is the UW Eau Claire College Republican who says he plans to vote in Wisconsin in 2020. What brought him out for yesterday's anti-impeachment rally?
Well, I'm a supporter of President Trump. He's done a very solid job within his term so far, and he's the best option we have going forward, and he'll continue to keep things going strong and stable.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about the impeachment proceedings as we look at a vote on Wednesday now?
It's been a very interesting process. I just don't think it really benefits anybody with an election right around the corner. It's just best to wait and let people decide what they want to do. And I think that's what ought to be done, but it's not, obviously not what's occurring.
Again, the full House expected to vote on the impeachment charges on Wednesday. We'll see how it plays out this week and see how Congressman Kine votes. Certainly in the comments we heard earlier from the PBS interview on Thursday night, it certainly sounded like he's leaning in terms of joining the overwhelming majority of Democrats who are expected to vote in favor of the impeachment. And then we'll see how it plays out in the Senate if that does take place. This has been Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGL Radio, dealing with the issue of impeachment, dividing the nation and dividing Western Wisconsin. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for listening. Check out the podcast at WIB.com.